Mick Foley's joined me here on The Drive today, a wrestling legend, WWE Hall of Famer. Man, you know, I'm so, so excited to be talking to you right now. It really is an honor to talk to a man that I've been looking up to as a kid. Like, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm leaving in a couple days for his three-week tour of Alberta and British Columbia, and Grand Prairie is the big hit so far. Tickets are really really flying, so I will give you guys the best show.
Well, you seem to be super, super busy. Like, you're going to be here in Grand Prairie September 21st for your Tales of Wrestling Past tour. Tell us what we can expect from that.
Well, you know, and honestly, expect a show that is going to exceed your limited expectations. People don't know what to expect. You know, they hear it's a good show. They hear it's like a comedy show, so they're afraid that I'm going to be doing, like, stand-up jokes, which I don't. You know, I tell really great stories, you know, that I work on, and they're really good by the time people hear them. You know, they're really... And I don't brag about much, but it's a good show. It's a fun show. I believe this is open to all ages. I'm not sure. Do you have any verification of that?
Yeah, it's open to all ages.
Yeah, and which doesn't mean for the guys, you know, out there, like the rugged guys. Like, it's going to be cool material. I just don't do it with bad language, you know. So there'll be lots of grisly injuries for the wrestling fans. I just do it in a family-friendly way.
Is anybody going to be able to hit you with the chair at the...
No, absolutely not.
I'm done with that.
You know what? What I love about doing these shows is it's like being in the ring without getting hit with chairs. You know, occasionally if you have a bad show, it feels like you've emotionally been busted wide open, as we say in wrestling. But for the most part, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, you know, the Grand Prairie tickets are going really well. I can't even remember the last time I've done anything but drive past a sign that said Grand Prairie. Like, I don't think I've actually wrestled in Grand Prairie. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be a beautiful time of the year, and I thank you for your time and talking to me.
For sure. Well, and, you know, a couple nights ago, I'm sure you kind of heard about this, but Sean O'Hare, did you hear about that? He committed suicide?
Sure did, yeah. Yeah, sure did.
I find that there's a lot of young deaths in wrestling, whether it be suicide or not. And here you are, a father, a husband, you're going on tour, you're keeping busy. What kept you away from all of that?
Well, first of all, I think the young deaths are way down, you know, so it's a much more of a surprise when you hear about somebody like Sean at 43 who may have taken his own life. And I, you know what, it's a tough transition for people to make. It really is, because you have to remember that guys go from being, like, in the action figure aisle next to Spider-Man, and then when it's over, it's like people have a tough time finding anything that comes remotely close to that. For me, like, the transition was, you know, it was anything that got reactions that made me feel like I did when I was in the ring. And that could be reading one of my children's books to a class of 20 second graders. You know, when they would be laughing, it would be like, oh, this is rewarding. This is, you know, this is getting reactions. I'll be honest, you know, like I said, in Grand Prairie, we have tickets are selling really well. I told my kids, I said, Jesus, one town sold five tickets. Five. And they were like, how's that possible? I was like, I don't know. And my daughter said, what are you going to do? I said, I'll have as much fun as I can. You know, once the door closes and you're no longer in, you know, have any control over it, you just try to do the best you can and you have as much fun as you can. And I bet I'll have fun anyway. But for a lot of guys, you know, Sean was a great wrestler, multi-time tag team champion. He was a mixed martial artist. And I imagine at a certain point, you know, he ran out of things that made him happy. I'm reading way into this, but in general, guys have a tough time, you know, dealing with post-wrestling life because nothing makes them feel remotely like they did when they were in the ring. And for me, that's not the case. I've got the writing and I've got these shows that keep me more than happy.
Well, and I can tell you that a lot of people are excited for you to come here today. Our Facebook page blew up. And like you said, Grand Prairie, the sales are just nuts. Which yesterday put on our Facebook page asking if anybody had questions for you. And our Facebook page blew up. So I was just wondering if I could ask you just a few of those, if you don't mind.
Of course. Let's hear them.
All right.
There's a Q&A at the show, by the way. And there's a post-show meet and greet as well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Post-show meet and greet may be limited to 400 or 500 people, and so that might be an incentive to
buy your tickets now.
Get the tickets now, yeah.
So this one actually comes from one of my buddies, Scott, from back in Saskatchewan. He wants to know what your favorite match was.
The favorite match that I was in, was an Alberta match. It was a match in Edmonton with I know you got to be careful with the rivalries between different cities and the provinces, but I think it's kind of cool that it was an Alberta city. It was against Randy Orton at Backlash in 2004, and it was gruesome, but it was like a piece of surreal artwork. And that was my favorite match of all time.
After from being in the ring all those years, like, how are you doing physically?
Oh, man, I'm coming off a tough time where I was laid up for 3 weeks. Just started coming around a few days ago. I had a minor surgical procedure done, 8 days ago. And my fear was that I would, you know, be flying out in great discomfort, you know, and doing my shows sitting in a chair. But I'm actually coming around, and I got a couple of apparatuses that are helping elongate my my spine, and I'm stretching, and I'll be good when I get there. But you know, there's definitely a price to pay for the road I took.
Definitely, with all those years of wrestling, you can only imagine what happened to, like, especially your back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The Rock and Sock Connection, one of the best tag teams of all time. How was it to work with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
It was great. It was great. I don't know, did you guys get the WWE Network there in Canada yet?
I don't think so, actually.
If not, it's coming imminently. But they just premiered my episode of their Monday Night Wars series. Like, I guess I was the first guy to get his own episode. I probably won't be as special if, like, 10 other guys get their own episode, too, but it was really flattering and reminded me of how much fun working with The Rock was. And here's the crazy thing. Like, you know, we were definitely peers when we wrestled. You know, at a certain point, he became much bigger than I was, but he was still a peer. And now he's, like the biggest movie star in the world. And I was going through my social media, and you see, like, a lot of Rock fakes, you know, like, it'll say The Rock tweeted you.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter.
I checked it out. It was like, no, it is The Rock, and he's messaging me, like, and you get this, like, little kid feeling, like, I can't believe The Rock still likes me, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah, it was a lot of fun and an indication of, you know, what he was capable of.
How is Mr. Socko, by the way?
Mr. Socko, you know, like, people ask about him, you know, like, first of all, it was one guy until I found out I was becoming, like, the least popular guy in the dressing room by using an old sweaty sock.
How did you use the same sock all those years?
No. After the first two weeks, it was a new sock every day, and then I would throw the sock out to the crowd. So there were actually hundreds of Sockos out there somewhere, like, proudly, like, stuck in the back of somebody's drawer.
Well, it's actually kind of good to hear that you didn't use the same sock every time.
Yeah, you got to have some etiquette and some respect for your peers.
Well, especially throwing out a dirty sock to somebody in the crowd probably wouldn't be the best thing to get.
They eat it up. It's like a baseball going into the crowd.
Well, exactly. I think that if I had a Mr. Socko, it wouldn't be at the back of my drawer. Last question here. Are you ever going to enter the ring again?
You know, probably not. But, like, I can't rule out an old-timers battle royal at WrestleMania 50.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But, no, at this point, those chances look very remote. But, like I said, I get that rush. When I'm on stage, people get it. They're like, oh, like, this is cool. Like, this is almost like an acoustic evening with WWE. So, I hope people will come out. Like I said, tickets are going well, but it'd be cool to have that theater filled. There's nothing like a packed house and the ability for a wrestler to say, I sold it out.
And I think we're almost sold out. So if you're wanting your tickets, you have to get them at the Revolution box office. A couple still on sale. You know, Matt McFoley, this has been such a chance in a lifetime here for me. I cannot wait to meet you here September 21st. Mick Foley, just a pleasure talking to you. And I can't wait to hear more here on September 21st.
Well, I appreciate it. And please introduce yourself to me when you see me.
Oh, for sure. I will. I have tickets for meet and greet and everything.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much.